our official attorney of this program is Lisa Lanier. She helps us out numerous times during the week and for Lawyer Up on Fridays. Three legal cases that she will give her opinion on, and she's with us now, president of the Lanier Law Group. Lisa, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, doing great. I hope you guys are.
Doing very well. Thank you. Let's jump right into this. We've got a doctor who is defending himself today. A colonoscopy patient in Virginia is suing his doctors. And Chris Dim is the only one of us in this room that has gone through a colonoscopy. Mm. But see how
I don't remember the procedure, but the prep is a nightmare.
Oh, terrible.
Was your booty sore after?
Was not.
No.
Really?
No, but during the prep phase, when you're going to the bathroom every 30 to 45 minutes.
That's terrible.
It's a little raw.
And the drinking of the... Yeah. What's that stuff called? Barium? Is that right?
No, barium's something else. Some solution that gets you... I can't remember what it's called.
They put like a crap ton of tubing up your hole, right?
Miles, but I never saw it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're so far zonked out before you even get in the room.
Miles of tubing has been up there.
Well, we all have to do it.
Yeah. See how you'd feel about this. A colonoscopy patient in Virginia is suing his doctors for defamation and infliction of emotional distress after the medical professionals made fun of him after administering anesthesia. The doctors allegedly joked while he was still awake and remembers this about firing up the gun on the patient's rectum. And it was all caught on a phone recording as well. Somebody recorded it in there.
Whose phone?
So that's a good question. Who recorded such a thing?
It was the patient's phone. So apparently what he did was he wanted to record the post-op or, post-procedure instructions because he was afraid he wouldn't remember.
Mm-hmm.
So he hit record when they first started the procedure, and he just forgot to turn it off. So it was kind of an accidental recording by the patient.
Yeah, yeah. According to Courthouse News, some of the outrageous behavior alleged by the colonoscopy patient during the procedure are comments made by the doctor saying he wanted to punch this patient in the face to man him up a little. And a medical assistant apparently touched the plaintiff's penis during the procedure, even though it wasn't part of the colonoscopy.
It isn't?
Oh, snap. Wait a minute. Lisa, expect a call from our office live later. Okay, I'm on this guy's side. I'm on colonoscopy guy's side. As long as he's got proof, which it sounds like he does on film. What do you think here, Lisa?
Yeah, the thing is, if he can prove that they touched his penis, then I think that sort of thing could result in some substantial monetary award. But the seemed like the thing he was most upset about was that they called him gay.
Yes.
And because he included a defamation claim for that.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing about that is that a lot of jurisdictions are now saying that it is not defamation to call someone gay, that, culture has sort of evolved to the point that that's not really sufficiently derogatory or defamatory to support a defamation action. So he may not succeed on that. I think what he has a stronger claim for is negligent infliction of emotional distress. And certainly, if they touched him inappropriately, then he's got a great case. Just talking, saying this stuff about firing up the rectum and all that, I don't really see that as rising to the level of causing any kind of actual harm.
Really?
What about the phrase fire in the hole?
So without the touching of the penis, which is not part of the procedure, then you think these guys are okay because they're talking about, fire up the gun, all that kind of stuff, talking about his butthole, things like that.
Yeah, it's inappropriate, and I think that if he filed an action maybe with the medical board, they might get a little slap on the wrist reprimand or something for just inappropriate conversation in there. But I think that a lot of doctors have silly conversations and stuff when people are out, and they just assume they don't hear it.
Yep.
And this guy happened to have a recording of it, but I don't see how he was harmed by any of that unless they touched him, in which case I think that really takes it to another level.
And I apologize for using that medical jargon that may be over some listeners' heads. Talking about his butthole is what I said.
And touching his pee-pee.
Touching his pee-pee. So if I'm getting too deep in this.
Touching
just
his shame. That's a term we learned earlier this week, Lisa.
He touched your shame. Yeah. That's a bad term, too.
I've never heard that one.
Yeah.
New.
It was a Chris Kelly love doctor in which when a kid was like 13, he wrote to us saying that he showed his cousin his aroused penis, and she said, "Oh, my God, that's your shame. I see your shame." And since then, he's been a wreck. Now he's getting ready to get married, and he doesn't think he can handle his wedding night. Anyway.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, that's some pretty derogatory connotations to
the shame
associate with your junk.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Wow.
It's pretty bad. We talked about this last week. Chris Dim brought us this story, and I had a personal connection to it. A woman is suing Walmart over a bottle of bad shampoo, Equate Everyday Clean Dandruff Shampoo. She says messed up her long hair so badly that she had to cut off several inches of her hair. Now she wants $10,000 to make
it. It was down to her below her waist. She now has 4 inches.
That's right. She had to cut that much hair off. She's from Portland, and she says that it was the shampoo that caused it. Her name is Jennifer Fahey, 30 years old, waist-length hair since childhood. She bought this at Walmart and says that it caused so many tangles, so many knots, that they had to cut off a huge amount of her hair. What do you think about her story there, Lisa? Because I've used this very same shampoo while at Myrtle Beach on White Boy Weekend a couple of weeks ago. I told the embarrassing story of having to dry off with my cargo shorts because I forgot every single bathroom need that I needed. I also stole somebody's deodorant as well. But continue about this. Does she win her lawsuits?
Well, you know, I think she's contributorily negligent for buying her shampoo at Walmart.
I know.
Amen to that, Lisa.
That's what we said.
I didn't want to be an elitist, but the term Equate Dandruff.
Yeah, I don't mean to be a product snob, but if you're buying your shampoo at Walmart, you got to expect to get what you pay for.
Right.
So. But that shouldn't ruin your hair forever, should it?
It might.
It says it on the back of the bottle.
Honestly?
This is going to ruin your hair forever.
I didn't want to be that person, Lisa.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I hate to go there, but it's certain things you need to go ahead and spend that extra couple of dollars on.
Wow.
But I'm curious, Chris Kelly, how did it turn out for you? How did that shampoo, did it ruin your mane?
No, it worked well. Worked well for me. The mane looked the same.
Still pompadourish.
The next day. Still have its usual body to it.
You know what I started using? Don't laugh. I'm using horse shampoo.
I hear that's great.
Really?
Yeah, mane and tail.
You're using the mane and tail?
Mm-hmm.
It gives you extra body.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You like it?
Yeah, I do like it.
Side note, you can't say don't laugh and follow it with I'm using horse shampoo and not expect something.
Yeah.
You know, because an African-American woman's hair is a different texture.
Why are you going there?
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're just trying to be people. We're just sharing.
I don't want to.
Why'd you bring race into it?
I don't want to single you out.
Is there a different color label? You know,
I didn't want to single you out.
Lisa, just a side note. Earlier, Chris Kelly recommended I eat watermelon. Can you lawyer up on that?
Objection. Objection. I said she should drink watermelon water, which is new. That's a new thing. I want to object to that.
And he said it's not colored. It's just, you know, watermelon.
He's being taken out of context.
He knows you like some watermelon.
Do you think this woman can win any money? Assuming your she shouldn't have bought it at Walmart in the first place argument doesn't work.
Well, here's what's I'm amazed that anyone is helping her bring this lawsuit, that any lawyer would help bring this lawsuit, because a products liability action is very expensive to bring. You have to have expert witnesses that cost thousands of dollars, and they have to be able to say that there was either a negligent design or manufacture or a failure to warn. And, I mean, it's absolutely essential that you have literally tens of thousands of dollars in expert testimony. And I can't imagine that the ultimate damage that she could win if she does prevail would make sense of that. You know, that it would counterbalance all that money she's going to have to spend on expert witnesses.
Okay.
It just seems amazing to me. So I think, you know, she's got to meet that burden of proof. If she can meet it, she might get an award. But how much is anybody really going to give her for having to cut her hair?
Yeah, but she has had long hair since she was a kid. She had long hair since she was 10 years old. And so that's.
Yeah, but I think even if she wins, she loses because she spent so much money on expert witnesses.
Okay.
Hmm.
That makes sense. Last story in Lawyer Up here today comes from Oregon. A woman named Cynthia Riddell has a lawsuit claiming she was on her mother's property when she fell trying to escape a duck attack on May 7th, 2 years ago. The duck was owned by her mother's neighbor, Lolita Rose. Riddell broke her right wrist, sprained her elbow and shoulder, and suffered a rotator cuff injury. Now, she's on her mother's property, but this woman's pet duck, she said, attacked her, causing her to fall. And she thinks that the neighbor should have warned and informed neighbors of the duck's dangerous propensity in attacking individuals. And she says they failed to maintain proper control of that domestic animal. So she wants $275,000 for pain, suffering, and medical expense reimbursement. Lisa, what are your thoughts here?
I don't know. I just wish I could have seen this.
I do, too.
Yeah, I think this would have been... I wish somebody had a video of this. Because it sounds great.
Those things are funny. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I would love to see that.
Yeah.
But, you know, any kind of situation where somebody claims that an animal is dangerous, typically, in most jurisdictions, the owner of that animal has to know that that animal has a dangerous propensity. With the exception of certain breeds of dogs that are considered inherently dangerous, like pit bulls and Rottweilers, some jurisdictions automatically label those dogs as inherently dangerous because of the history of the way people have bred them and whatnot. But with your ordinary animal, the owner has to know that this animal is dangerous, so she's going to have to show that this duck attacked somebody before.
Okay, I see. That makes sense. Okay. So if the duck has attacked numerous visitors, numerous neighbors, and the woman who owns the duck didn't say anything about it, does this woman stand a chance of getting $275,000?
Well, she does if the jurors can stop laughing. Evaluate her injury. But, yeah, I mean, but you know, by the letter of the law, if this was really a dangerous attack duck and it caused her to fall and break her wrist, then, yeah, then she could technically recover. But it's going to be hard for people to take this seriously. But certainly she did have a pretty significant injury. I'm not sure if they're going to pay $250, $275. That seems like it might be a tad high.
Seems high. But you're right. I would love to have seen
it. You know what I do hear, and this appears to be serious, is that swans are really mean animals.
Yes.
Oh,
and they're,
yeah.
But twice the size of a duck,
yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
And, you know, they do not care for humans. I don't know if it's just breeding season or what, but they will.
I think they're just uppity.
They come at you.
Somebody told me that a swan will drive all other birds off a lake. They're so mean. If you've got swans there, they'll drive them away. You know, anything else. Like if you're trying to get rid of geese, that swans will do it. The geese will. Canada geese will leave.
Yeah, nobody really. Canada geese. They tend to be kind of mellow. They just poop everywhere.
Right, right. They're just annoying. But the swans will drive.
I had
them
one come at me at a park though.
The goose.
Yeah.
I wonder if you were near her babies.
About chickens sometimes. Chicken. I grew up on a farm, and they're kids. Some roosters could be pretty doggone mean.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Come at you with those little claws, you know, come flying at you with those things.
Yeah,
pretty
scary. I'm always worried about the geese. I feel like when I walk near their babies, if they've just given birth or they've got a nest they're protecting, that's when they really come at you. This woman taken down by a duck.
I'm with Lisa. I want to see the video.
I know. That's what we need. Lisa Lanier, as always, great segment, and you've once again provided legal expertise for us as our official attorney. We can get you at lanierlawgroup.com. She's president there. Lisa, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Have a great weekend.
You too. We'll talk to you later.